Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning as we kick off another big day here in the MOB community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always and has been a privilege of mine for a very long time, and this being my final week here with the MOB community, I wanted to deliver you some of my favorite topics, some things that I've discussed in the past, some show notes from previous podcasts that I, as I go through and kind of reflect over these last almost 5 years, think to myself, man, these are the kinds of topics that I really love talking about. These are the kinds of topics that have moved the needle, not just for myself, but for other people. Hopefully for you. Hopefully these are the kinds of things that move the needle for you and help you elevate your game. And today I want to talk to you about what I think is perhaps one of the most important topics there is, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, but really anything of significance in business and life. Anytime we talk about achievement, anytime we talk about nailing down those big goals, anytime we talk about having that deep sense of fulfillment, anytime we look for those points of interest along the journey, the path of our success, anytime we're saying to ourselves, man, that right there, that's what I want to aspire to be, we almost have to feel like there's one condition that has to be met first. In fact, if we don't satisfy this one condition, we can literally set ourselves up for massive disappointment. If we don't satisfy that one condition, it doesn't matter how many goals we hit, doesn't matter how much money we make, doesn't matter what level we ever get to in our business, if we don't satisfy this one condition, the whole thing can be worthless. And the condition I'm referring to, of course, is knowing your purpose, knowing your why. You see, if you want to build a big, successful business, if you want to make all your dreams come true, if you want to have all the financial goals, all the personal goals, all the relationship goals, all the aspirations you've ever had, you have to know your why. Any big dream has been powered by why. The very first time I was alerted of this, or really became, you know, clear on what this meant, was when I read Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why. Now, what's interesting is I had been living through this philosophy for a very long time. This philosophy had been part of my daily life without even knowing it. It was interesting because my dream to become a naval aviator was more than just a dream. If it was just a dream, it would have vaporized at the first rejection, first of many rejections. If it was just a goal, I might have lost focus on it after so many times of being shut down, rejected, disappointed. But here's the key. You have to have a strong sense of why. And that's when it becomes a mission. You make it your mission because you have a strong, clear sense of why. So I want to talk to you today and give you just a little bit of a guide, if you will, a little guide to figuring out what the purpose is behind what you're doing right now. If you're having a difficult time with your business, you must pay attention to what I'm about to share with you. If you are not, and let's say you're crushing it right now in your business, you especially want to listen to what I have to tell you, because this is how you will not only maintain your success, but you will grow your success. And more importantly, you'll actually enjoy your success. And after all, isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what life is about? I certainly believe it is. I think that life is about enjoying the process. It's not necessarily about getting everything we want. It's not necessarily about getting every goal, hitting every target, and having a life full of just nonstop bliss. But it is about enjoying the process. It is about being able to say, you know, today was a tough day. Today was a huge disappointment. But tomorrow, that's a whole new day. That's me. If you can have that kind of an attitude, that's a successful life. If you can wake up every morning fired up about what you're going to go after today, if you can go to bed each night laying your head on the pillow proud of what you've done, not what you've accomplished, not what you've gotten, but what you've done, what you've put out, then that is the definition of a successful life. So how do we do it? How do we start figuring out our purpose in business and life? Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to step back and really imagine what it is we want. Think about this. What do you want? I've challenged you with this question in the past, especially on a Thursday going into a weekend. But I'm going to challenge you right here on a Tuesday. It's just as important today as it is any day to get clear on what it is you really want. I'm talking about more than just trivial desires. I'm talking about more than just, man, I'd really like to have that brand new car. I'd really love to have that particular house on the hill. Although, if that particular house has deep meaning to you, if that particular car has deep meaning to you, then listen, materialistic desires, there's nothing wrong with that, as long as that's not your prime motivator. What is it you really want, though? And what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it even sound like? How does it respond to you? How do you respond to it? How do you interface with those desires that you have? I remember as a young guy wanting to be a Blue Angel. And every time I went to see the Blue Angels, the sound was what really got me. I thought, man, that sound is incredible. Now, of course, when you're actually flying in the jet, you're not going to hear that sound. But that's what propelled me. It was more than just the idea of having a blue flight suit and flying a shiny blue jet. It was the sound. It was the experience and just that sense of awe that people have anytime they watch the Blue Angels, whether they're fans of the military or not, whether they have aspirations to fly or not. The effect, the impact that it had on people, I thought, man, if I could be a part of that, that would be something very special. So the question is, what does it look like and feel like for you? What's the impact that your dreams have, maybe even more than just on you, but on other people? Very powerful question. If you can get clear on, it will help you begin to start to define the purpose behind what you're doing. The next question I challenge you is to always ask yourself, what makes you come alive? What are the things that make you come alive? Now, what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about what do you get up for because you have to. I'm not talking about, hey, I need to get a couple of cups of coffee in me before I can get going here. I'm talking about the stuff that really fires you up. What brings those emotions to you? What stirs you? You know, your mission in life is to laugh, to smile, to love, to live out loud. Your mission in life is not to just pass the time. Your mission in life is not just to collect a paycheck. Your mission in life is not just to slog through things. You're going to. There are going to be times where you're going to have to slog through things. But the fact of the matter is that overall, what is going to bring you alive? What's that sense of what you do that brings you alive? For me, I love to speak. And as a really shy kid, I mean painfully shy kid growing up, if you'd have told me, hey, you're going to fly around the world as an international speaker, you're going to make people come alive with their businesses by sharing your own energy, I would have told you were completely bonkers. I would have told you were nuts. There's no way I'm going to stand up on stage and be the center of attention for many people. But here's the beautiful thing. I'm not the center of attention. I'm just the voice box, the messenger, the deliverer of the message, which is the center of attention. So the question is, what is it that you do? How can you bring your message? Or what is it that brings you alive that helps other people come alive? Now, a lot of times people think, well, I don't necessarily want to bring other people alive. I'm just kind of here to figure this out for myself. And I want to tell you that's okay. You may find over time that what you do because you have plugged into your purpose, what you do because you have figured out your why, inspires other people and therefore brings them alive. It's a pretty awesome exchange because not only are you excited, not only are you pumped, not only are you emotionally plugged into what you do, but it creates that same effect, almost a ripple effect, in other people. What an amazing gift. Third, I want you to take a little bit of inventory. Take inventory of the things that you love and the things that you don't necessarily love, the things that you spend time doing, and ask yourself, just do a little bit of an audit. Do I spend more of my time doing the things I love to do? Do I spend most of my time feeling pretty great about what I'm doing, even if it's not something I love to do? Or am I focusing a lot of my time, energy, and focus on what's not working, what I don't like, what I don't love? It's a pretty good indication of whether or not you're living your why. Again, there will be ups and downs. There will be days where it's not so great. But the question is, overall, do you spend most of your time doing something that you're really, really proud of? Something that brings you joy? Something that brings you a sense of purpose? Because if that's the case, then chances are you're living within the window of your why. But it's important to step back and take a little bit of inventory. And again, I know I've challenged you with this in the past, but it's so important for us to remind you and to remind each other that this is what we're here for. We are built to be on purpose. We are built to do the things that we were called to do. We're not just built to take up room, you know, take up space on this planet Earth. We're not just built to consume oxygen and other natural resources. We're here to provide something nobody else, nothing else, no other creature on Earth can do. And that is our gift by living our purpose. So take that inventory and ask yourself, am I living in a place where I love what I do for the most part, or I enjoy what I do? Am I living in that sense of purpose, or am I just kind of passing the time? Now, the next part of this is very important. I've been sort of hinting toward this the entire time we've been talking today, but I want you to pay close attention. It's not always going to be fun. In fact, some parts are going to suck. That's life. It's the overall picture, the overall kind of sum, the quality of your life that really matters. That tells you the score. Sometimes you're going to have to embrace the suck. But the question is it something that's worth embracing the suck for? A great example I always give this is raising kids. There are times where it's not fun. There are times where your kids really challenge your sense of sanity, right? But it doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean that, oh, I'm just done. This isn't fun. I'm out of here. Unfortunately, we see people do this with their relationships, like marriages, and we definitely see more people do it with their businesses. The first minute they meet any kind of resistance, the first minute they meet any kind of pain, the first minute they meet any kind of frustration or any sense that it's not working, they allow the fear to paralyze the purpose. Don't let the fear paralyze the purpose. The great T.D. Jakes said that one day, and I thought, man, that's really powerful. But here's the important part about purpose. If we know it's not always going to be fun, we can reconcile that by saying it's still worth it. I would still walk 1,000 miles just to have one moment of joy with my purpose. It's worth it for me to embrace the suck, to embrace the entirety of the situation. In fact, the tough times, the challenging times, the sucky times make the great times that much sweeter. And that's what makes it all worth it. Finally, we have to follow the breadcrumbs. We have to follow the breadcrumbs of the past, past victories, and even past comebacks, where we've overcome defeat, overcome disappointment, gotten past the tough times. If we can kind of look at those and treat them as a window into our talents and capabilities, then we can begin to see what we're truly made of, what we're truly built for. Your purpose is something unique to you. Now, it's possible that your vocation is similar to other people. Your vocation might be entrepreneurship. But the purpose that you do it, the purpose for why you do it, is unique to you. And the more clear you are on what that purpose is, the more crystal clear you are on what that purpose represents to you, and the more sincere you are, the more faithful you are, the more you honor that purpose, the more you will enjoy the entire journey, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. Get clear on the power of your purpose for your business, my friends. It's one of the most important gifts you can give yourself. The longevity of your business depends on your ability to plug your purpose into what you do. This is not just you passing time. This is not just you doing something for a new hobby. This is a profession, and when you see it as a profession and you take it on as a profession, it becomes a whole new responsibility, something that you see as a purpose-built journey, a purpose-built career, something that you can be proud of, something that you can get excited about, and something that will reward you far more than just the money will. It will reward you because you'll know that you're plugged into what you were called to do, and you are called to do it in a way that only you can do because it's your purpose. Find that purpose, connect it to your business, and as they say, you'll never work a day in your life. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.